I want you to represent. That's why I'm saying that
I'm such a fan.
I love you.
I'm like, see, Haley, I'm saying Mimi. I'm like,
the gang's here, baby. That's
why I'm,
gang's here.
That's why I'm so saying that out of love. Then get, so up, then get over here.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
My ears are still ringing, so I'm a little deaf because she screamed and threw her phone when she found out you were coming.
Oh,
so.
My God. I love you, Camille.
Yes.
I love you. You're so sweet. You're so, so, so
Bonnie,
sweet.
Bonnie, I'm out sitting there just enjoying doing all the great people watching.
Yeah.
And sorry. No, I'm just talking. Just talking. Just talking. And I hear a gut-wrenching scream. I'm like, oh, my God. Someone got injured. She comes out. John! I'm like, what did I do wrong? Bonnie's coming.
Oh,
it was
God.
Awesome.
I love you so much. That is so sweet.
I know last year I saw you and I talked with Mimi and asked her, but you had to leave, so we didn't get a chance to talk to you.
Last year was a shit show. I don't know.
And thank you for giving me your number. And by the way, I never abused it. I never used it one time. So
anytime you guys want to talk to us, just let us know.
Oh, my goodness, Jessica. Tam?
Yes. I'm just happy you guys even want to hear me talk. So here I am.
Yes.
Let's go.
I love it.
I think we have to have producer Jessica do the honors.
Yes. You have to, honey. Come sit down.
Right.
Get over here, of course.
You guys, Bunny's here. And I listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I am so obsessed. Literally, random. Out there, we have some Lumi.
The deodorant.
Yes.
I love it.
With your Lume. Code. So that's how you know I'm a fan. I bought it with the code.
I love that. Thank you.
You're so real and so honest and genuine. And it's just so fun. And I love when you're hanging out with Mimi and Haley.
My babies. Those are my
and
girls.
And it feels like such a girl time. And I'm so glad that you came and talked to us because I listen to you guys all the time, and so this is such a joy and treat, so thank you.
No, thank you guys. I was just telling you guys, I appreciate the fact that you guys even want to talk to me, so.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Whatever I can do to, you know, just be here for you guys.
Our podcast gets tens of people. Yours, yeah. So trust me.
I'm not even sure sometimes if it's tens.
No, it's like mostly my family.
Yeah.
Stop
But no, I would love the opportunity sometime to go and play with your animals on your farm.
Crunchy. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
S'more.
Yes.
I love them. Yes. Those are my babies.
Yeah, yeah, it's my dream. I have a property right now that we could.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have baby goats, but then my husband reminds me they don't stay babies.
No, they don't.
They get bigger. And
but the bigger, the more squish, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I love it.
But I love the baby ones.
Have you ever slapped a goat ass?
Have I what?
Ever slapped a goat ass?
Oh, don't get me started.
No.
My cow has the biggest ass, and he just walks by, and I'm just like,
yeah.
I just
and they like that? They don't mind
it? Oh, he loves it. He's like, murf.
Have anyone like, not loved it? Like, hey, don't do that. I need a
no, well, s'more. We call s'more star. Is Jeffrey here? We call s'more star after Jeffrey Star because he reminds me so much of Jeff.
Yes.
Like, it's hilarious. So yes. S'more, he's more of like the cat, where Crunchy's more of the dog.
Right.
Yeah.
So my neighbor has two goats, and they were so cute, and my grandson was up, and we went over, and he got to play with them, and they were so darling, and they got a little bigger, and one morning, about 6 a.m., I hear a woman scream, and I wake my husband up. I'm like, honey, I think she fell.
Oh.
Can you go, because she's older, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, will you go see? And he heard it, and he's like, oh, no. He goes over there, and what it was, one of the goats was standing on a big rock. It was the goat who was screaming. Its brother had fallen, and it fell, and its neck was twisted up between the fence and the rock. And that goat was calling for somebody to come help it. So Kurt had to go. I mean, they're super smart. It was like going out.
A goat?
Yeah. That got dark.
Yeah.
I've never heard this story.
That got dark as hell.
No, it was awesome.
Say.
He saved it.
Okay.
Yes,
I was like, is he okay?
They're both jumping up on that rock.
Tammy's husband, Kurt, can do anything. I'm not joking. He does everything. And I say it with mad respect. I do not doubt that he put together some kind of goat rehab center. You know, goat treadmill.
Goat neck brace. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I love that.
No, but it was the brother was calling out for somebody to come help his brother who was stuck.
No, that is so sweet. Our animals, we don't deserve them.
Yeah.
We genuinely don't deserve them. I sit out on my farm every day like a weirdo and just sit there and hang out with the animals because it's like, they're just so peaceful and they just bring so much love. They like radiate love.
What's the next animal you're going to add?
I want another Highland, but my husband has put his foot down and daddy never puts his foot down about anything.
Yeah.
So for him to say no more animals right now, I'm like, please. Aww. So I thought about just throwing one out there and maybe he won't even notice,
sure,
you know, like, 6 months down the road, he's going to be like, when did we get this one? Yeah. You know?
Oh, so, honey, we got that a long time ago.
He's been here.
You
honey.
Were there. Yeah.
My sister
this, buddy.
Yeah.
My sister does it when she buys new shoes. She puts them in the trunk of her car for a couple of months.
Yeah.
This is a true story, Robin. He knows my sister
very well.
And then after a couple of months, she brings them and he's like, when did you get those? And she can honestly say, I got these months ago.
Oh, my God.
How did you not see that?
I'm going to stuff a Highland in the trunk.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep it in yes. there for a couple months.
Yes.
And I'm using the sister trick.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
Let's get a little air in there, though.
Yeah. A little water, too.
So have you seen the crowd out there tonight?
It's wild.
Oh,
we just went and saw Co, and
right.
the crowd for Co was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine after a certain guy named Jelly Roll stole Stagecoach last year, made it his own.
In a good way.
He said, y'all, you make me a headliner in the best way.
Yeah.
You make me the headliner this year. You're not going to believe what's happening. I'm not going to ask for any spoilers.
Yeah.
But what's he doing right now? Is he backstage getting his shit together? Or is he
I
mean, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah, he is. So the boys last night, they were going over the set list, and it's so cute because my husband will ask me to come listen to the set list. And so we're listening to it, and I'm like, it's too long there. And he's like, oh my God, it's too long there. And he's like, we got to cut this. And like everybody's screaming, get mad over here. And they're like chopping and cutting the set list up. And like, so I think they got it down perfect, and it's going to be really cool. There's a bunch of surprises tonight.
Yeah.
You know how he is. It's like a freaking variety show.
Yes.
It's like happy hour.
Which is the
best.
You
know, on a stage. So, yeah.
So he's like at home, like he is in interviews and on stage, right?
Try living with that.
We're gonna get up. We're gonna
try living with that.
Some breakfast.
Today's gonna be a great day.
And it's for chores.
Yeah, and the windows behind in the front for the you know
so
like he
great.
Starts going off on his little tangents, and I'm just like, babe, you're at home, and he's like, I know. So he has to like
so
bring it
great.
Down a notch. Just like when I walked in here, you're like. That's how I am with him at home. I'm like,
and I said that with love, by the way.
Yeah,
not condescension.
No,
I'm like,
I know.
I get so excited when I'm super fanning. I act like a jackass sometimes.
Aww,
and
she's sweet.
She's absolutely sweet.
No,
she
but
killed
I,
it.
I have to tell my husband to bring it down at home
because
he, you know, sometimes it's a bit
though.
Much.
That's love.
I know. I feel like there's always one that balances the. You know, we both balance each other out. He's the real social one, and I'm the real quiet introverted one. I'm like the Rottweiler, and he's like the what is it? What do they say that thing is black cat? Golden retriever energy.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm the black cat.
Okay.
But actually,
Makes
I'm a Rottweiler.
Sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're a little afraid. Then you find out the Rottweiler. You're a little afraid of the Rottweiler
because
you're like, I know you could tear me apart, but then you're the sweetest thing ever.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
it's true with Rottweiler.
I'm just very protective of him. He's my baby.
Very much so.
Thank you so for being so honest. And there's so many like random little things that you'll drop on your podcast that like girl stuff we don't talk enough about.
Yeah.
Like from period stuff to other things. Like
wait till this week. We talk about
I haven't listened
we talk
yet
about how
week.
The meat curtains get sucked up during menopause. It's crazy. I never knew that.
It's so interesting. And I just
I didn't know you guys talked interior decorating. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. I love a good curtained window.
I mean, who doesn't? What I love is all the curtains are different.
Oh, they're all different.
Every one
all
of them.
All different. You got, you know, the little frilly ones.
Oh, yeah,
you
frilly.
Got the
ones
are
kind of tucked inside.
Some
and open
that are
them up.
Tied
oh,
and
I
not.
Know.
Yeah,
I
all of them. Yep.
Some kind of hit the floor.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can sweep with them.
God, I love curtains.
Oh, my God.
I love curtains, too.
Are you okay?
Sweep the floor. Okay. All right. Sorry. That was a lot. Anyway.
Awesome.
Yes. Here. Anything else anybody want to ask? Because I know we're keeping you.
No, I just thank you so much for the time.
Oh, yes,
so
we have to
sweet.
Keep
you're
you.
Literally being swamped outside.
I love you guys.
Oh, no. We love you back.
Thank you guys
you
so much
tell.
For having me.
Whenever you're in San Diego, it's an open door policy.
I would love to.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We have a
yeah.
Yes.
We'd
yes.
love to have you.
Okay, go ahead.
So we've been giving these out all weekend because it's windy as hell and the dust is going crazy. Not everybody has a bandana, and we wanted to take it one step further because we have a John and Tam Dana.
Aww, I need one of these for
today. And since there's more than one of you. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Please don't discard them until you're out of you. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
It's my little dust muffler or whatever
perfect.
They call those things.
Perfect.
I love
a
it.
Face curtain.
Yeah. A meat curtain cover. Whatever you want to do.
I gotta hang my little meat curtain on my face. Thank you guys so much for having me.
You made our
day.
Thank
you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Yes.
I know it was not scheduled, and it means the world to us
no,
that you stopped.
I appreciate you guys. Anytime we're here, man, just let me know.
Our best to your family.
Yay. Thank you guys so much.